Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And it's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. You know, folks, there's an old joke about a person paying last respects to an atheist friend. So looking into the casket, the friend lamented, "All dressed up, nowhere to go." Thinking about the U.S. economy makes that joke come to mind. Almost a decade since getting really sick, but not dying, America's businesses, especially the small ones, like you and me, spent the last 9 years all dressed up, nowhere to go. Since the 2008 financial crisis and associated Great Recession, which actually began in the fourth quarter of 2007, a year before Barack Obama was elected, the economy has been recovering at less than 2% growth. Less than 2% GDP a year, never reaching expansion altitude. Because of the aggregate contribution of America's small businesses, we know that at least half the missing growth and millions of new jobs did not come from Main Street. And here's why. One of the historic markers of the small business sector is an optimism, a pathology that makes Pollyanna look like negative Nelly. I never thought I'd see a political economic environment so demoralizing as to effectively dim the American entrepreneurial floodlight into a glimmer. But if you think this characterization is hyperbole, study the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, as I have, as you know. We report on it every month and have now for almost 20 years. When you study that, the proof is in the Main Street pudding has always been we've almost been a decade of consistent and unprecedented pessimism. That's what the NFIB report has shown us. Almost a decade of unprecedented pessimism. So why so much dourness? Well, since 2009, the rhetoric and policies of the Obama administration made small businesses feel inconsequential at best and the enemy at worst. Rhetoric like, "You didn't build that," doesn't make small business owners feel froggy about capital investments or new hires. Nor do policies like tax increases, Obamacare, piercing the franchise industry's employer-employee status, or the overtime expansion rule, or the unprecedented regulatory assault, just to name a few. But wait, there's more. Whether through ignorance or ideology, too many talking heads, including politicians, perpetuated the fake news that the economy languished because banks wouldn't make loans to America's small firms. Well, anyone who cared to check heard small businesses calling out these false prophets by reporting month after month that they could borrow money if they wanted to, but they didn't want to. That was right out of the NFIB report. They could borrow it if they wanted to, but they didn't want to. In fact, those small businesses have spent a decade deleveraging, which brings me to the silver bullet lining in all of this. By deleveraging and belt tightening, small business balance sheets and cash accounts became stronger than ever. And I'll come back to that in a minute. Just hold that thought. You're no doubt wondering how I reconcile my story with the record-setting stock market. First, for generation, it was an article of faith that whether stocks were trending up or down, that trajectory was the leading indicator of the economy 6 months hence. But today, the stock market is merely a leading indicator of itself. And the real economy is on its own. Here are two prime reasons. Number one, the crossing of the moral hazard Rubicon by the government with bailouts of too big to fail corporations and banks. And number two, the Fed's counterfeiting policies. $3 trillion in quantitative easing, almost $4 trillion in quantitative easing. Both of those spawned empty-calorie financial capitalism at the expense of muscle-building, market-based capitalism. So help me reconcile how GDP went negative during Q1 in both 2014 and 2015, and almost did again in 2016. But in those same quarters, the Dow reached new record highs all three times. Only, my friends, only in bizarro world is that a sustainable reality. And then we had an election. Out here on Main Street, you'd think the phone rang and the warden said it was the governor with good news. Most people don't need me to catalog the good, bad, and troublesome about President Trump. But warts and all, small business owners are attracted to at least four of his credentials. Number one, he knows how to make a payroll. We'd like that. Number two, he knows what it's like when the government gets in your grill. He's been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. So he can appreciate what we're up against. Number three, he understands the incongruity of overtaxing and overregulating a group sorely needed in today's America. Job creators, right? You and me. And four, he hates Obamacare. We like those four things about President Trump, warts and all. So, for the first time in a decade, there is simultaneous, almost giddy optimism on both Main Street and Wall Street. The NFIB index just reported the highest one-month jump in small business optimism in the survey's 43-year history. Think about that. The stock market is, well, you look what it just did. Stock market just went through 21,000. Scares the heck out of me, but they did. Small businesses reported the highest single-month jump in their history. They know those squeaky balance sheets will deliver unprecedented profits in the hoped-for expansion. Small businesses, that's the reason why they're optimistic. Meanwhile, incredibly, the Dow Jones did all that they've been doing. They powered right through that 20,000-point firewall and now through the 21,000 firewall. That's a lot of optimism. So, with all of this pent-up energy, investors and job creators of all shapes and sizes are all dressed up looking for a place to go. We're thinking economic expansion, more than 2% growth, maybe more than 3. But unfortunately, what happens next is not up to us. So, President Trump and the political class, members of Congress, don't screw this up. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.